Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha.
Lisa.
It's a beautiful day we're having today, isn't
You're
it?
You're lying, and that's not nice.
I'm completely lying.
You are completely lying.
Because I just...
It's raining.
It's gross.
It feels like fall.
It feels like fall.
Yeah. But, oh, look at the grass is green.
And that's what that goal is right now.
And it calmed the dust, so my allergies are better.
That's a bonus.
It's a total bonus.
That's a win-win. Right? It's a win-win, Samantha, right there. You know what else is a bonus?
What?
That your 5 a.m.s are done. Right? Because you've been on 5 a.m.s most this week.
You know, no one gives me as much grief as you do about me working at 5 in the morning.
Really?
It's part of the job, Lisa.
Yeah, I know.
I make things pretty. And not only am I so pretty.
You made yourself so pretty this week.
But I also make other things pretty.
I know you do. It's like you have a little magic wand. And you be pretty, you be pretty, you be pretty. That's what you do. And you know what's so pretty about you? Is you got your straight hair back again. Welcome back, straight hair.
I thought you were going to mention my gray was covered.
And, well, hi, I didn't want to go there, right? Long overdue, but it's good.
Long
Sorry.
Overdue.
Well, I'm just saying, Samantha, I'm taller than you. So I look down, I see the top of your head.
Shut
right?
Up.
Everybody above your head and up was waiting for the day.
Yeah.
Right? They were waiting for
waiting,
the day.
Just waiting.
They were waiting for the day.
Oh, my God, you're annoying us with your gray hair.
Hallelujah, it's here. Right? They were probably talking about it in the coffee room today.
No, they weren't.
No?
No, nobody noticed.
No.
I had to point out, hi,
that's
don't I look 10 years younger right now?
Yeah. And you certainly do, right? You are certainly looking younger.
I do look younger.
Yeah, and I got my hair cut.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Okay. I got it cut. I don't want to get into it. Got it cut. Just leave it at that.
Lisa?
Samantha?
You got, like, barely a trim. I'm surprised you still have hair on your head.
Yes.
You gave her so much trouble yesterday.
I didn't. All I just said
you
was...
You gave her the gears. Man.
I didn't. I
yes,
didn't.
You did.
I just said, are you sure it's not a little long still on the top?
And she's like, if I cut anything more off, your hair will stand straight up.
And what did I do?
The back of your head.
I conceded and said, let's go with what the hairdresser says.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing.
It is very hard for you to do that, though.
Oh, it's hard. But
it kills you.
I did it.
Just kills you.
It does. I did it. But you know what I think we need to do?
What?
We need to start this podcast off by letting the people know that we're sorry. We're sorry because last week we assumed that this new piece of equipment,
yes.
The Zoom 6 something something something, right? We...
I love that you don't know its name.
I don't know. Well, it says Zoom on it, but I know there's more to it than that. I know there's some numbers and a letter attached to it. But last week, we assumed that this new equipment could just run its course,
yes.
Set at 5.
Yes.
Right? Not too loud, not too soft.
Yes.
Well, apparently it was too soft.
No.
And nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody wants anything too soft.
Didn't you think, oh, yay, we did it right.
I did. I completely did. Remember I sent you a message and I'm like, I think it sounds good. Because I was listening to it. I couldn't tell. To me, it sounded fine. And then the Hyper Hype girl sent a message in the middle of the night because she had just listened to it. And she's like, this is what she says. She goes, funny podcast. It wasn't as loud as usual. So I took that to be good.
Yes.
Because I'm like, yay, because woo, that's the goal. Zoom, you did your job.
Yes.
Right? Then I woke up Saturday morning to a message from John from the Brand X podcast saying,
uh-huh.
So here's the problem, ladies. Right? You can't just have the dials at 5, right? Because it's really low.
He was being awfully nice about it.
He was being awfully nice, right? And so he redid it for us.
Yes, he did.
And he sent it. So if you listened to the podcast on Friday night, early Saturday morning, you got the really low version.
Yes.
Right? By the time I got to work, I had already uploaded the new one, courtesy of
and
John.
And it was better.
And it was better.
Yes.
It was great. Right? Because he knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
Because he's the man.
We do not.
We do not.
At all. Ever.
No. But what we've done is now we've got the volumes up a little bit higher.
Yes.
And John on standby.
John on standby.
John's going to bail us out again, I have no doubt. Right?
I have no doubt.
So you know what? It's not that we're not trying.
Thank God we know real podcasters.
I know, right?
We'd be so sunk.
I know. Like, but we're trying.
Yes,
we're trying. We're trying to get it. We're trying to figure it out. Right?
You know what? I may just have to suck it up and actually read the 101 pages of that manual.
And you know what? And I was thinking the same thing.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah, I was thinking,
and
you know
you are
what?
Not.
I'm not. I'm not going to. Right? I can't even lie and say I'm going to. I can't. I'm not going to.
Oh,
so there's
gosh.
A better chance you might.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was funny because we were texting with John about the device. And he said, maybe you just need to read a few pages. Yeah. And I'm like, well, which few? The beginning, the middle, or the end? And I was joking because I'm like, you could pick any page and I'm still probably not going to know anything about it.
No, right?
Probably. And I'll read it and be like, poof, out of my head.
Yeah. Because I don't know. But you know what? But
we're not techie.
But we got to learn.
We do.
We got to learn. We got to learn, Samantha.
You mean we can't rely on the kindness of strangers?
Well, we can, and we definitely will, because that's just nice, right? And we're thankful. But yes, but we still have to learn our part, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, right?
We'll figure it out.
So when somebody says, you don't need to be in stereo, we know what that means. We don't think that just means, right? Right? We now know that that doesn't mean,
because we're like, in mono.
Yeah, we need to be in mono.
Not stereo.
You don't need stereo. And I'm thinking in my mind, we don't even have the radio on. Of course, we know we don't need to be on stereo, right?
We're hopeless.
I know.
We're hopeless.
I know. But you know what? We're just two friends sitting in a car. Right? That's all. So we haven't plateaued yet.
Like, for heaven's sake, right now we have a Little Caesars pizza box on my dash.
On the dash.
We have our drink shoved into a little corner of my car.
Yep.
We have our shit everywhere. It's like, the car is the office.
The car is the office, right? Exactly. So
we are so low tech.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
And thankful to everybody who just stays along for the ride, right?
Yes.
It can only get better.
Well, here's hoping.
It can only go up from there, Samantha.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of tech, though.
Yeah.
Lisa, nice picture of your new addition to your family.
Did you like that?
It was nice. It was interesting on Mother's Day as well.
I know.
Like, oh, look at that.
Happy Mother's Day, Lisa. Right? That's what I woke up to.
But what kind of addition?
Okay, so here's the thing. I woke up Sunday morning and Mike says to me, do you want to get a new phone? And I'm like, huh? Like, where's this come from? Because when I flip the calendar to June, it's going to let me know I have 16 months till I can even think about getting a new phone. So where's this? So where's this coming from, right?
Just to clarify, folks, he is torturing his wife by letting her know how many more months she has left on her 2-year contract for her phone.
Yeah, because I've gone through 3 in less than 1 contract, right?
Oh my
so
God.
I understand his reasoning.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what he said. Do you want to get the new phone? And all I thought was, first thing is I had sheer panic. And then I thought, okay, I know where this is going. This is the do you want Chinese food conversation. And when you say yes, you want Chinese food, when there's just 2 of you, that means you don't care about your finances.
There you go.
Because it's expensive.
Yes.
It's like $100.
You don't value a dollar.
Right? You're willing to just have $100 Chinese food takeout. Right? Who does that? So I was torn. And I was like, okay. So I hummed and hawed. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I said to him, okay, so why? You know what the reason is?
Hmm.
Other than the fact that I'm like, you know, like world's best wife, I'm assuming. That wasn't part of the, it didn't come out of his mouth, right? Or I'm just, you know, like you just deserve great things, didn't come out of his mouth.
No.
He said every time that the new commercial for the S9 comes on, I look away. And I do, right? Because I'm sad.
Because you're never going to get
I'm
it.
I'm never getting it, right? Because I still have 17 more months, right? Right? And by the time those 17 months are up, who gives a shit about it, right?
Yeah.
So we went and got it.
But you have to tell them the rest of the story because that's the funny part.
Yeah. So we go in Sunday, nobody's there. So I'm like, this is all.
Because you're Gibson, you probably got there at like.
We phoned ahead.
The crack of dawn.
Phoned ahead. I had the quickest shower in the world, right? Mike's like, never seen you be ready this quick. I'm like, look at me go. Let's go, right?
Get the new phone!
So we get there. Nice young man sitting there. And I said to him, I said, I already know what I want. He's like, okay, what do you want? I said, I want the S9 Plus.
Yeah.
So I go, you know how they have them all like, there they all are sitting out.
Uh-huh.
I looked at it. I loved it. I like, you know, worshipped it.
Did he really even need to sell it to you?
No, right? All I said is, I said, I don't want the purple one because it also comes in a purple.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly, right? Ew. Yeah. I said, I don't want the purple. He's like, that's fine. We don't have any. I'm like, even better. I'm like, look at how well we are getting along already. This is going to be so easy for you, dude, because all I want to do is I want to pay up my old contract.
Yeah.
I want to get this pretty new phone.
Uh-huh.
And I want to go. That's it.
Done.
I want to go to the Dairy Queen for a snack. That's my goal, is to get to the Dairy Queen for
phone,
a snack.
Snack.
Phone, Dairy Queen, snack, back home, watch TV. Okay? So we get to the phone. He's like, okay. And I said, so just do it. You just do your thing. Do up all the paperwork because it's an existing contract. He's like, no problem. Because it's going to take about 10 minutes to do the paperwork, 10, 15 minutes because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, no problem. So I'm just going to look at the cases. Okay. Because, you know, right, you got to have a good case.
Well, you have to make sure your baby is well taken care of.
Right, exactly. So, I'm looking at the cases on the wall, and I see all the cases, and I'm like, okay. I said, whereabouts are the ones for the S9 Plus? And he's like, oh, there's two. Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm like, okay, let's see them. Uh-huh. So he said, it'll say on the case, no problem. So I look at the first one, and I'm like, I pick it up. I wanted to like it. I wanted to embrace the gold metallic leaves on the back of it. I wanted to, Samantha.
You are not that girl.
Not that girl, right? I'm just not that girl. So I'm like, ah. And I'm trying to be all just indiscreet so Mike doesn't really see that I'm like kind of like
not excited,
angsting a little bit, right? Uh-huh. So then Mike's like, what's the problem? I'm like, well, I can't just send on a case. And he's like, well, how many are there? I said, there's two. So I'm like, I don't like this one. He's like, okay, what about this one? No, because that's a black otter box. And that's for the dudes, right? That's a heavy-duty dude box.
It is for right? a dude.
That's not for me. I'm like, no. And Mike's like, well, just pick one. He's like, you can get another one another time. Do you need one right now? Yes, I do. Because you have to have one right now.
Yes.
So then I'm like, oh, and you know me, I don't like to make a decision. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay. So I said to the young man, I want to get the other phone. He's like, what? And then he's like, what? Trying to like, what? Okay, what? Because nobody does this. And he's like, okay, like you just want, he's like, the benefits are the same. He's like, they do the same thing. No, I know. Uh-huh. I said, but I hate the case. He's like, so you want the other phone because you hate the case? I'm like, I hate the case. Well, we might get more cases in, but I want one today. Right? I don't want to walk out with half a baby. Okay. I want a full baby.
Hang on.
Right?
You based your decision on the fact that you didn't like the case for the S9 Plus.
Yes. He had to phone his boss. I don't know if I'm so far into this. I don't know if I can do it.
I can hear the swearing in his head.
Of course you can.
I can imagine yes. He was like, you stupid effing blah,
absolutely.
Blah, 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 blah.
And you know what? And I was all of those things. And I knew that. And I said to him, I said, you know what? Oh I work God. In retail. And guess what? And he's like, what? I would hate my guts. I would hate me. I said, if I'm you in the middle of this, guess what? And he's like, what? I'm hating you. I would hate me. And he's like, oh, and he's being all, no. I'm like, yes. I said, it's just us in here, right? And he's like, yeah, it's okay. You can hate me. And he's like, oh, no, it's okay. Because now he's probably worrying if I'm a mystery shopper yeah. or something. No, it's good. And Mike's like, I'd hate her. I hate her. Mike's like, I'm going to wait in the car. Mike wants no part of this now, right? No
oh
part
my
of this.
God.
So we did it. We sealed the deal. He did it. I got the case that I wanted. Uh-huh. Got the S9, right?
Okay, but I have to ask, yeah. more importantly, after all of the debacle and yeah. Michael giving up halfway through it, yeah. did you get your Dairy Queen?
Yes.
Back?
Yes.
So he still gifted you with yeah. Dairy Queen.
But I bought the Dairy Queen, right? But then he gave me the $20 back. Because you know him, right? You're going to ask for it later anyway, so... Thanks. Right? I thought it was, oh yeah. Yeah. Because I love that. I love the Dairy Queen onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I had some onion rings and a small shake and still got that. And then we went home. And you know what? It was just a nice day. Just a nice Mother's Day. And, you know.
And you're not a mother.
And I'm not a mother. And I got a gift.
You got a gift.
Right? So I don't claim to be a mom. I had a mom and I know moms. So maybe that counts. I don't know on the scale. But then what I said to him, so then the night's almost over for me, right? It's a work night. I got to go to work the next morning. I usually go to bed around 10. So at 10 to 10, I said to him, I said, all right, well, I've done my stuff. I said, I'm heading to bed. I said, but I just wanted you to know. I said, I had a really, really nice day today. I said, I really enjoyed today. This is what he does. He looks at me and he's like, what was in it for me? I'm like, huh? He's like, what was in it for me? And I look at my watch and I'm like, it's 10 to 10. There's nothing left in it for you. If you thought something was in it for you, we should have been talking about this at about 8:30. Then we could have disagreed about what was in it for you for the next hour and a half, and then I'd still be going to bed.
And you'd still be going to
you'd
bed.
You'd still be frustrated and upset, and I'd still be going to bed with my new baby. Right? We just would have done that differently.
And that would have been a win-win for you.
Would have been a win-win for me. Yeah. So that's how that ended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. My God. I know. TMI. But not really, because there was nothing. And I don't even know if that's what he was like implying.
No,
I don't know.
But you were just, but you I'm went just, there.
Yeah, and then I panicked. I'm like, it's 10 to 10, it's bedtime. Hi.
I don't got time for this.
I gotta go to bed. Right? I gotta play with my baby.
Right? Oh my god.
Isn't that hilarious?
That is so horrible.
So there, that's my new phone.
Well, someone else who's been making me laugh for a few days is the Hyper Hype Girl.
I know.
I've been tracked because I pay attention to our Instagram account.
Yes.
On my own phone. And you've been posting pictures like a crazy woman because I think.
But she's sending them like a crazy woman.
She's sending them like a crazy woman. And, well, the Hyper Hype Girl, for those of you who don't know, she is Michelle who works at Olsen.
She's my neighbor at work.
But her and her family have made the trip to England.
The Griswolds have left Canada.
The Griswolds have left Canada. And they're on their 3-week vacation.
3-week vacation.
And the first week is in England. Yep. So Lisa and Michelle thought,
why would you not take a logo, a picture of our, of the I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam logo on a popsicle stick with you? Because,
and it pops up everywhere.
And we have popped up everywhere. Right? So I think if you're curious on how the trip's going, you need to check out the I Shake My Head Instagram account.
Yeah.
Because we're there. We're tomorrow will be day 3.
Oh.
I don't know where all we've been.
Oh my God.
Right? Because she's ahead of us.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Yeah. So when I wake up, when I wake, that's why I'm waking up tired. I've been traveling. We've been traveling. That's why you're tired, Samantha. So yeah. So we've been at we've been seeing the sights.
Cool.
I know.
I like that.
Yeah. Which is awesome because it's the royal wedding.
Well, and then we popped up in a grocery store.
We popped out
at the liquor board. I'm like, cool. I can have a glass of wine now.
Getting some wine. Right.
In a phone booth.
We're in a phone booth. We are in front of Buckingham Palace. We've already been to Westminster Abbey. We are busy.
We're very busy.
I know, right? And England, of course, is all a buzz.
Yeah. And okay, I have to ask, though.
Yeah.
Are they going to be anywhere near the festivities for the royal wedding?
I haven't asked.
Oh, she's going to surprise us.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be cool if they were in the crowd.
Well, I think they could be.
Oh, that'd
like
be
they'll
fun.
Still like they'll be like they'll do some crowd someplace. Whether there's still going to be a huge crowd at Buckingham Palace, even though that's not where the wedding is.
Yeah.
Right. So they'll be we will be somewhere. we will be there somewhere, Samantha.
Cool.
Yeah. But guess what? So today on Facebook you have a new nickname.
Oh my God.
On Facebook today they had this thing and it was like whether you were male or female, your grandma's first name, your pet, and your street, and then that gave you your royal, what the queen would name you.
Okay.
So for myself, the queen would name me. I'm Lady Mavis Muffin of M South. You, Samantha, would be Lady Leona Buddy of Summer's Place. And I thought yours sounded better because Summer's Place sounds very regal.
It does sound regal.
You are Lady Leona Buddy of Summer's Place. That's who you would be.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
isn't
good.
That hilarious?
I like that.
I've been getting up every night at 1:30 in the morning to watch a show on the PBS.
I don't understand where you're getting up.
Because
I don't understand where you're getting out of your bed. You have a TV in your room. Your husband bought that for you.
I know that, but I like to get out of bed and watch it in the chair because then I feel like I'm really part of it. Because if I watch it in bed, I'm going to fall asleep.
You're so wrapped up in all this.
So wrapped up. I got my supplies. I got my supplies to build my hat.
To build your fucking ugly hat.
It's not an ugly hat.
It's going to be so ugly.
It's not. I don't think it will.
I saw what you bought. You dragged me into the dollar store with you.
Don't give it away. It's a secret.
Right? It's going to be horrible.
And then my sister Linda does the same thing, right? Because we did this for Will and Kate's wedding. And so she does the same thing. And she sends me a message today. My hat's going to be so awesome. I'm like, really? Better than mine? I think not. Unless your dollar store is a whole lot better than mine. I think not.
I don't understand.
I know.
I don't understand. Like, I understand. I mean, it's very exciting.
Yes.
And I like the royals, too. Yeah. I am not a lover of all things royal.
Not like
you. I don't have a collection.
You don't have a collection.
Though I feel that you will will me this collection.
I don't know. It all just depends.
Because there's some coin in there.
Dollar.
So I want that.
You want that.
Just for the dollar.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I appreciate your fondness for the royals.
So fond.
Because I feel like the Queen Mother could be your mom or your grandma.
I know, right?
Or something.
Yeah. Lady Lisa.
Like, is there like a weird, like, family connection?
There's not. You know what? I just always grew up loving them. I don't know why. So there must be something. Like, my mom must have liked them and her mom, though her mom didn't really like a whole lot of anything, but maybe did. I don't know. But my mom did. So now I'm just part of it.
Well, you know what? It's funny. My mom and dad have some of my grandmother, my grandma Sperling's personal effects.
Yeah.
They've been down in the basement forever.
Yeah.
And mom went through them a while ago, and my grandmother had a whole
your mom gave me some. You gave me something book. Of
yeah.
some stuff.
Yeah. Of my grandmother, and she liked track the Royals like yeah, you see? Did. And I'm so like, cool. That is so weird.
Yeah. One day I'll get that. Your mom will give me that too. I baked you some cookies, and here's a binder. Right. That's what your mom will do. Right.
Because it had clippings and everything.
I know, it's so cool. But there's so much talk about on the wedding right now because of like with all the controversy, right? From Meghan Markle's family, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
A little bit like they're like, there might be a reason why the commoner doesn't become a royal.
Well,
the queen may be revisiting that after this.
Probably.
This is what I think, right? So whenever they get married, queen always gives them a tiara.
Yes.
Right? And I think Meghan Markle, because her family's been causing a little bit of controversy, a little bit of drama, and the mm-hmm. queen doesn't like that, I think she's going to get a D-list tiara. It's going to still be, like, beautiful, but it's going to be a D-list one.
It's not going to be great.
They're not pulling out the best tiara for her. And she can't outshine Kate, right?
No.
So I think there's that problem, too.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So are you really going to get up at the crack of dawn on Saturday?
I won't even sleep. Oh, I won't even sleep.
I don't understand.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you all about it.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, you'll hear all about it, Samantha.
Not necessary. Yeah,
it is necessary.
It's really
so necessary. Who else would I share it with?
You know what? True that. But like, because you will just share it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So all the other fun things that are happening in your life.
My life is like jam-packed right now, eh? It's like a beautiful thing a minute. That's what my life is.
You keep getting new stuff.
I know.
You know, and I'm kind of like part of the new recorder
yes.
because I'm in the car yeah. with you. When
you're not
you're
part
recording.
Of the phone.
No.
You're not part no, of the no, phone.
No, no, no. But you're getting new stuff.
I know.
And how's the toaster oven?
Oh, okay. I never told you this. Thanks for bringing it up. I never told you. Okay, the toaster oven, ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Dun, 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 dun. It's a hit.
Oh my God, why?
Because
it's a toaster oven.
It makes the best. It's not really a toaster oven. It's a pizza oven. It makes the best Giuseppe's individual sized pizzas.
Okay. You know that it does more than just cook a pizza, right?
It cooked me three pizzas on Saturday night. I ate three pizzas for supper.
Okay, in a row?
Yeah.
Like, did you cook them at the same time?
Nope. So you cook one. So you get it all ready. You cook one. Ding. It's ready. You eat it. While you're eating it, your next one's cooking. Ding. Just in time.
You got up three times?
Three times.
For a pizza.
Would have had four, but thought that might be a bit piggish. And there's a bowl of ice cream in my future still tonight. Needed to save room for the dessert.
A bowl of ice cream.
The bowl of ice cream still in there, Samantha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So that's, yeah, it's a hit.
It's a hit.
I will keep you posted.
But is it at the level of the Egg McMuffin Maker?
You know, it's still too new. Still too new, right? But
because you marveled over the Egg McMuffin Maker.
And use it every Sunday.
I know.
Right? I'll tell you know where it could. Because you know what? Mike drags that bad boy out every Saturday, and I have three Giuseppe's pizzas every Saturday night for supper. Yeah, it'll be the exact same. It will be in the Egg McMuffin Company.
Oh, yep, God.
It certainly will
be. Are you
be.
Really going to eat pizzas for the rest of your life on a Saturday?
It was so good. I can't even explain the difference.
You guys have such weird eating habits.
We're weird, hey? Because guess what else?
I don't understand.
Yeah, because guess what else I've become completely fascinated with?
What?
It's a new yogurt.
How new could it be?
It's got fruit on the bottom.
That happens all the time.
No, but here's the difference. It's by Dano, and it's the marketing. It's the cup, because at the bottom of the cup, it's see-through. So I can see the fruit, Samantha. I see it. It, like, there's the strawberry. That's what it's doing.
Oh, my God.
Right? So good.
It's like every other yogurt.
No, no, because you can see it. And when you can see what you're about, when you can see that fruit, you buy into it that much more.
Because okay.
you're like, yeah, there it is. That's what you think.
You're so
excited about it.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I do not understand
so cool.
that.
I'm excited.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with the heat and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't have a barbecue. So I've been like, no, not using my oven. I'm not cooking nothing. Yeah. So I've been going to like the cold things that are in my fridge
okay.
so that I can eat, but I don't have to heat up my house because
yeah.
it's been hot. Like
been
one
hot.
Day it hit 32.
Yeah, it was hot.
I mean, it's not today.
No, it's not today. It's not today, friends of the podcast.
So, I mean, your place gets super hot too.
It's super hot.
So have you guys been using your oven other than the toaster oven?
No, yeah. Ready for this?
What?
Mr. Mike Barbecue Gibson. We have had... And I don't know if he's just trying to get it all out of his system so then his wife can't say, well, remember we never barbecued that much this year. He can be like, yeah, remember May? We've had two burgers, two rounds of burgers already.
Woo!
A steak.
A steak.
And you're ready for this? My husband has a secret Pinterest account, I think. I came home from work, and it was hot dog night.
Uh-huh.
And he had... We were barbecuing the hot dogs, which he never does because he hates... He says that's a lot of work.
For a hot dog, right? Yes, it is.
He bought bacon, and he wrapped bacon around the hot dogs. We had bacon dogs.
What?
Yeah, which means bacon on Sunday because there's leftover bacon. That's where we're at. Yeah, I know.
Where did your husband...
I don't know. He even, like, soaked the toothpicks.
The skewers.
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
He must have YouTubed that.
Or he's Pinteresting. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I know. I don't know. I got nothing for
you. What is up with Michael Gibson?
So weird, hey?
That's
so weird.
Barbecue, bacon, hot dogs.
Bacon, hot dogs.
And a steak.
And a steak. And two burgers two times. I know.
What is going on?
In the first week. In the first week and a half of barbecue season.
Of, like, really nice weather. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. That's what I'm not going to do, Samantha. Right? I'm not doing that. You know what else he bought?
What?
It's like bear bait, which reminds me so much of summer. It is the, you know, the Kraft macaroni salad?
Yes.
That I love?
Oh, yes, you do.
I got four of them. Four of them lined up in the cupboard.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You guys buy in, like...
Fours.
Yes.
We buy in fours. That's what we do.
I buy in ones.
Yeah. We buy in fours.
I don't understand your...
We buy in fours.
Oh, I don't understand.
So there it is, representing summer.
So summer's there.
Summer's in the cupboard.
Summer's in the house.
Summer's in the house.
Okay, so then that must mean new summer condiments for you. Right?
Yep.
Because you're all about some sauce.
All about some sauce.
I did call you the sauce whore the other day.
I am a sauce whore. I'm completely a sauce whore. And you know what? And I've come up with three new condiments. And three new dressings that I want to have.
Really?
Yeah, in 2018.
And what is that?
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay. Because...
She's holding up her finger.
Because I want to eat healthy. So I'm going to be eating salads.
And she's pointing as if she's being very serious.
Not your potato salad,
Don't
Samantha.
Point at me.
I'm going to eat salads. Because that's what these dressings are going to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay. And knowing my
it's
luck.
It's not really about the salad, though. Really?
I don't know. But knowing my luck, they're probably not even in friggin' Canada. So friends of the podcast, if they're not in Canada... I will give you a mailing address where you can send them to. Okay, there's a new one. You'll like them too. There's one called Zesty Lime.
Okay.
Right?
That would be
good. And it's a vinaigrette.
Okay.
By Kraft.
Yeah, yeah. You like vinaigrettes.
Yeah. There's another one, and this one just made perfect sense to me. It's called Green Goddess.
What is that?
Do you get it? Goddess made sense to me. Goddess.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's savory and vibrant. I don't know.
I think that sounds too healthy for you.
I don't know. Savory and vibrant sounds like me. And goddess? Should just be Lisa.
Lisa. There
and then
you go.
Asian sesame. Because that's like, you know, like that
you
good...
can get here. I've seen that.
Well, okay. Well, I've never had it, right? Because that's like the one that you get like at the Japanese restaurants.
Yes, Lisa. Yeah.
So those are going to help me eat healthy because I'm going to eat my salad with those.
You're going to douse your salad in the salad dressing. And really, the only thing that keeps you eating the salad
is the salad dressing.
Is the fork full of dressing you get.
I'm curious about the zesty lime. I think it sounds really good. And then, of course, I went to three barbecue sauces, too.
New barbecue?
Yep. I don't have them because I don't know if they're in Canada, but I just saw them.
Okay.
Okay. Heinz Kentucky Bourbon Barbecue.
Okay, that does sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heinz Hawaii Sweet and Smoky Barbecue.
Mm, maybe.
It's the fragrances from the island. That's what they say.
Oh my God.
And Heinz Carolina Tangy.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That sounds really good,
that sounds
right?
Fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know.
Well, I'm just going back to my normals.
You're just going to your normal?
My normals.
Bringing back your basics?
Well, because, you know, like a good Greek salad, so I'll probably bring that back.
Yeah.
But, you know, I throw some avocados into my life. I do some, like, good greens and things, you know. But I'm bringing, like, back the salad stuff. Like, I
You're like a salad girl.
Well, I can't not bring back potato salad because really the only one I quite enjoy is my father's. He makes the best potato salad.
But you're also about
best.
A potato, right?
Well,
so it makes
sense
for you.
And then, of course, coleslaw.
Oh, like especially the creamy?
Yeah.
Yeah, not the vinegary one so much.
No, my grandma made a really good vinegary one.
Oh, I like the
she did. No, no.
I don't know.
Grandma made kick-ass coleslaw.
Okay.
And then I like a good broccoli salad. I've been on a broccoli kick lately.
What? Why?
Because it's good for you.
Is it an antioxidant? Does it make you pee? Is that what it is?
I don't think it makes you pee. I think it's got vitamin C in it.
Wow. It's like, that's orange. That's oranges.
No, More than an orange. Oh, never mind.
Okay, don't even go there.
I'm not going to explain it.
In my world, vitamin C is only in like Sunny D.
No.
Right?
It's in vegetables too.
I did not know that.
You know, I'm going to bring back the Greek salad.
Yeah.
And you know, if I'm eating a steak, I kind of like a baked potato.
Yeah. Mash it, like smash it with all the good stuff in it.
You know, and occasionally a Caesar salad. Not my go-to usually a Caesar salad.
No, you're not. Well,
I kind of like the Greek better. I'd rather eat like a potato salad.
You're more apt to eat a Caesar salad if you're having a pasta than if you're having like a steak.
Yeah.
That's kind of
But I
that
like
girl.
Regular salad stuff too.
Yeah.
I try and,
like in the bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I try not to like smother everything in salad dressing, Lisa.
Well, then look what you're missing out on, Samantha. Whose fault is that?
Right? It's apparently mine.
Shame.
Okay. But did you know that we eat less in the summer? Do you want to know why, though?
Okay. Before I even start arguing this, go ahead.
Did you know, Lisa, that we react to our surrounding conditions and weather in the summer? So that's why, because it gets hot, we tend to eat less.
Okay.
Because our body is producing less melatonin. And melatonin in the winter
is sun.
Makes us crave carbohydrates. It's not the sun.
I feel like I'm being schooled right now.
You are being
why
schooled.
Why am I being schooled?
Because this is the did you know portion.
This is the new did you know portion part of the show.
As if I wouldn't get schooly on this. Because you were like, do we eat less or more in the summer?
I have a did you know. I have a did you know.
Yeah, but it's as good as mine.
It's probably better. Go ahead. Continue with your did you know.
No, go ahead,
no,
Lisa.
No, you go.
No. Far be it for me to squash you.
I'm trying to not over talk. I'm trying to not talk over you as much.
Really?
You go ahead, yeah.
Really?
It's not working. Because
no, it's not working.
Because the creativity in my mind just needs to talk. Go ahead.
Talk.
Okay, you do it like that. Talk.
Yeah.
You know, we need to start videoing this, Samantha. We're not just a podcast. We are like a broadcast, too, because we have a hand movement.
We tend to. Did you know, Lisa?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know that we look for lighter, cooler food because of the heat? Because it makes us lazy.
Yeah, I get that for sure. Heat makes us lazy. I get that, yeah.
And that we are more likely to go through a drive-thru than actually attempt to cook anything at
home.
I'm hot. It's hot.
Okay, but did you know that if we work out in the hot temperature, we burn more fat and calories?
Well, did I not just prove to you, like, several episodes ago that the sun melts fat?
Yeah, exactly.
Did I not tell you that?
But here's the problem. Right, here's the problem. It's a health risk because of dehydration. It's not a win-win. Not a win-win. I will not be overexerting myself in the sun to lose weight. I'm not doing that diet. I'm not doing that diet at all. But you know what I think? I just blame everything on water retention. Shorts too tight? Water retention. Shoes too snug? Water retention. Crop top cropping? Water retention.
You are never wearing a crop top.
In my Bitmoji, I do in the summer. Right?
Oh my
I put
God.
One on.
That's right.
It's all water retention.
Oh.
Right? Rings feel too small. Water retention. Everything's just water. That's the problem in the summer.
Oh,
it's the damn water retention.
You know, winter shrunk the summer clothes.
Exactly. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you know what? I'm gonna wave the white flag at all of that. And I think that it's too hard to. We just get too stressed about it.
I think it's funny that people think they can lose weight in the summer. And did we not just discuss how much food you potentially can eat
in the summer,
which is not good for
which
you.
Which is not good
well,
for you.
Well, and drink.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
Right?
There's a lot of drinking going on.
There's a lot of beer, a lot of calories in a beer. And even though it's only like it's your light beer, not really that light.
Not really.
Right? It's not that light. Potato salad, not that light.
No.
Ice cream, not that light. Right?
Potato chips, not that light. Wine, not that light.
Hot dogs on the barbecue, not that light.
Margarita, not that light.
No, right? There's like lots, not that light. Lisa and Sam, not that light.
And though, for 1 week in August, for a few days in August, we do get a little bit sporty.
We do.
When we decide to do some water sports.
We've been known to throw a frisbee, right? We've been known to throw a frisbee in the water, Samantha.
It's not pretty.
One of us doesn't throw it quite as good as the other.
I throw great.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Really? Because I'm going to drown. Right? I like to stay where I can still touch.
I feel like you're okay because you're taller than me.
Taller than you. Yeah. Over your head is still over your head. Whether it's over your head or over my head.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. You know, I don't know. I just think that a lot, I think maybe we eat less, but I think that there's a lot of calories in what we're eating.
Of course there is.
Right? Because
there's calories in everything.
Yeah, because that's the beauty of summer.
Lisa, yeah. Everything in moderation, for Christ's sake.
Exactly, Samantha.
Come on.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. And screw you, water retention.
So stop right. eating three pizzas on Saturday.
Yeah, but then I eat enough watermelon, I should be skinny. Right? I should be pissing that out.
That just makes you pee.
Yeah, it makes you poo, too.
It just, no.
It's fibrous.
Don't tell me. Stop.
Well, you brought up pee.
Don't tell me.
You
stop.
You brought up number one. I brought up number two. Right? That's all I'm
that
saying.
That is freaking horrible.
I know. It's not pretty.
No, it's not.
It's not pretty.
Okay. Speaking of summer and all the fun things that potentially could happen.
Yeah.
My mother asked me to ask
you. Oh, you know what? Really? I can't believe this. I know where this is. I know.
It's Sheila's.
It's
her season.
It's her season.
It's Sheila's season. She wants to know if you got anything for a yard sale.
I got nothing for her stupid yard sale. If she wants to borrow the racks, I'll lend her the racks.
I'll let her know.
Oh, here's my issue with Sheila's yard sale.
There's no issue.
There is.
Mom does a great yard sale.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and here's your $1.25. Lisa, you sold 75 items. Here's your $3.50.
No, she likes your stuff because your clothes sell really well because they're expensive.
Yeah, or the Jack Bear clothes.
The Jack Bear clothes.
Yeah. So I get like $3 a piece for those.
You do.
For those bad boys as opposed to your $1.50 jeans. Okay, but you know what? I have some fun facts.
On a yard sale?
For the yard sale.
There's fun facts on yard sale?
There is some. It's going to blow. That's your mind blowing. You ready?
All right.
Okay. Of course, in the States, because that's where all the information's from, is in the States.
Of course.
Okay. So 690,000 people buy an item each week at a garage sale.
No.
Yes. It's almost 750,000 people each week.
Okay. Don't say it too loud, because if the government ever finds out,
I know, right?
The IRS
is going to figure that out. 165,000 garage sales are held each week.
Oh, my God.
95,000 are listed on Craigslist.
Okay, no offense to Craigslist. Yeah. Probably wouldn't go to any of them.
I don't know.
It's got a bad reputation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Serial killers.
That's like our Kijiji, though, right? Yeah. But without the serial killers.
Okay, by the way, hate Kijiji.
Oh, no, we've had a Kijiji serial killer in Canada, too.
Did we?
The guy who bought the truck.
Oh,
number sad.
That's right.
Sad.
Okay.
Sorry. Enough of that, right? I mean, over $4 million in weekly revenue from yard sales.
And again, don't say that too loud.
Right?
Because any government hears that and they're going to start figuring out how to tax it.
85 cents is the average item at a garage sale.
Oh, that seems so low.
Right? Hi, Sheila. Right? Can we not bump it up a little bit? Right? The best day for a yard sale is Saturday. Best
yes.
time, 7 a.m.
Seems early.
That's what they say.
Seems early.
That's what they say. And there's some different names for yard sales.
Oh.
There's yard sale.
Yeah.
Rummage sale.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Lawn sale.
Uh-huh.
Moving sale.
Uh-huh.
I think it just should be called junk sale.
Junk sale.
That's what I see it as, junk sale.
Well, there's estate sales, too.
Yeah, but that's like you dead. So I'm buying dead people shit. I'm buying alive people shit. I'm buying dead people shit. Right? Yard sale. That's how you break it down. What's the difference? Yard sale, I'm buying people who are alive, I'm buying their shit. Estate sale, they dead, I'm buying their shit.
Stop.
That's how that goes.
That sounds horrible.
That's how it is.
That's horrible.
I know, but I'm just saying that's how it is.
Okay, so Tuesday,
yeah,
my second 5 a.m.
Your second 5 a.m.
Here I am, 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to stay awake, drinking some coffee, doing my face. Marilyn Dennis comes on. I'm like, I like a little Marilyn Dennis, this show here in Canada. And they had a section on garage sales.
Serious.
And I'm like, I'm gonna sit and listen.
Marilyn Dennis, how did you know? How did you know that was I shake my head with Lisa and Sam's topic this week.
And I'm like, this is fate. I'm like, you're doing my homework for me.
We better give her a shout out to Marilyn Dennis.
Shout out to Marilyn Dennis. Oh. So this is what I've learned.
Okay.
But things that my mother is doing right
and
things that she should incorporate.
So there's opportunity for your mother?
I see opportunity for Sheila.
Like it's a business. Oh my God. I'm just going to try and just bite my tongue and be calm.
Just shush.
Okay.
Okay. Use social media.
Yes.
I think that's a really good idea. Yeah. She's not on anything.
She's on Instagram.
She's on Instagram.
Right, with her 2 followers.
Yeah, that's right? Us. So I think the key to my mother having a even more successful yard sale.
She's a Facebook page.
Well, no. No, is big bright signs. That's what this gentleman suggested. Big bright signs.
Okay.
Big
catch your eye.
Yes.
Catch your eye.
And he suggested 8 a.m. to noon, which I feel 8 is respectable.
Well, you know what? Seems... Early bird gets the worm. Didn't we learn that?
But he did say serious people out early.
Yeah.
They're scrounging around, as you said.
They're like driving. They're driving the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he said to think like a retailer. And I'm like, yeah.
No, you know what?
No, because I'm right.
No.
And that's
no.
And I told, and my mom does set up stuff like
I
that.
I hate
actually.
This man already.
You know, he's good.
It's a friggin' yard sale, Samantha. It's not a business.
You still have to set it up so you can get the most bang for your buck.
There's no bang for your buck.
Yes, there is.
Because it's crap.
No, it's not.
Okay. Dear crap. How much should I charge for you?
Okay. You're supposed to break it into shops. Use rolling rack
it's
for
it's not a boutique.
No, shut up.
It's your driveway. It's your asphalted driveway.
Or a garage.
Oh.
Whatever. Okay. Use rolling racks for clothes and use one big tag with prices for clothes on that.
Uh-huh.
Put like with like. So, and group by color. Oh, my God. Mom, I will do this for you. I do it for a living.
Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, violet, blue. Roy G. Biv.
Right? Look at you learning your fashion.
I know the colors. I know the color wheel, Samantha.
The color wheel. And you're supposed to bundle stuff together.
Well, yes, I can see that being...
To sell it quicker.
All right.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
You should have a power source in case you're selling appliances and stuff.
What?
So people can test them.
No, you're buying something for $1.50. You just buy it. And here's the thing, Samantha. You don't need to test... I don't need to test the power drill. I'm going to buy it for $2. Thank you very much, Mrs. Sperling. And if I get it home and it's a piece of shit and it doesn't work, it was a toonie. What else do you expect? Oh, my God. I need to... Okay.
And find ways to upsell.
Oh, there is no... And we need to increase your KPIs, your key performance indicators, Sheila. We need... What's your average basket size? Right? Like, are you kidding me?
She'd be stressed out.
Right? Your mom would be stressed out, and she's just selling shit.
Okay. But it's not just the stuff.
Oh my
God. We're bringing food and drink into it.
That's fine. Hot dogs and pop.
Water and, like, squares and cookies and stuff.
Hot
easier,
dogs.
Easier stuff.
Larry should be out there with the barbecue. No. That's where you're going to make your
Larry
money.
Larry is not right? having nothing right? to do.
Sheila's,
my dad helps Sheila, her no. set up, and then he
this is
hits
what I
the
think.
Road.
Larry, this is what... Larry, you and I will do the barbecue, okay? So people, right? Sheila's going to make no money from a yard sale, but the barbecue is going to bring down the house. It's going to pay the next mortgage.
All right. Okay. He said to use dollar store stickers. My mother's all over that.
Yeah, but what did I tell you?
She gets a float.
I told you this year I'll lend her the pricing sticker gun.
Oh, that's right, because that would be easier.
Save her some time.
And she has always has a float. She always has a really good float. But you're supposed to keep it out of the eye of the customer.
Does she wear it like the old drive-through ladies?
He suggested a fanny pack.
Nice.
And I'm like, the fanny pack just will not go away.
It will not. But do they make a plus-size fanny pack? That
I don't
would be
know.
My question, right?
No, probably not.
But that might be the next $1 million. That might be the next $1 million idea, hey? The plus size fanny pack.
Oh, yeah.
They have a seatbelt extender for the plane. We just need an extender for the
fanny
pack. The fanny pack extender. Hey?
Oh my God.
It's mine. That's our idea. Right? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That sounds horrible.
That sounds so horrible.
I don't think anything should be wrapped around a stomach.
Especially when it's a plus size stomach, because you can't even find it, right? It looks like you're just reaching and scratching things that shouldn't be touched. It just shouldn't be touched in public.
No, don't.
That's what that looks like. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
All right, back to the fanny pack.
Okay. Anyways, and they suggested things about what you could do for, like the earnings that you get.
Okay.
Save it for a vacation or pay down bills.
Because you're making that much money. Okay. Okay.
Okay, you have a point, Lisa.
I have a good point, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
But yard sales can be anywhere.
Yeah, I know that.
Right?
Yeah.
Garage, front. And you should always put your best stuff at the front
to
of your
entice.
Garage. Yes, to entice.
Right? Just like in the mall, right? You entice them in. Uh-huh.
Don't be in a shit.
I'm being a shit. That's so ridiculous.
It's good. No, I'm just saying, you know, it could be large items that you're selling. Because people always try to sell their furniture, right?
Ugh.
TVs, appliances.
Like, I
want to
buy, yeah, I'll take that bed, please. Ugh. God, that's just nasty. I can't wrap my brain around it.
Okay, but didn't you say that the Hyper Hype Girl was all about a yard sale?
The Hyper Hype Girl is like, okay, so I'm going to say this. My true distaste and displeasure for yard sales is really big, in case you didn't notice.
No, not at all.
But I love the Hyper Hype Girl, and I love your mom, so I'll respect those two opinions on the whole thing. So the Hyper Hype Girl, I don't think she yard sales as much now, although she did send me an interesting picture from the UK that says garage sailing, and it was like all this royal family stuff on a table. So they're in some little store someplace, uh-huh. right? So she is so hardcore, right? They used to do, like, she said she probably would like go to like 50 of them on a weekend.
Oh.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's crazy.
Yeah, she said back in the day when they would advertise in the paper, what she would do is she would take a map and she would laminate the map, and then they would circle and plot their course based on location.
God. I could no.
Yeah. Every week she laminated a map.
You know what I think?
Every week.
You know what I think is funny? Mm. Is that she was that dedicated to a yard sale, and my mother would be her best friend.
Exactly. They would
because
be best friends.
My mother back in the day would do the same thing.
Yeah.
She'd plot, and then like I would be like, oh yeah, mom, I'll go along with you. And like second stop in, I am done.
Right?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Nope.
People are weird at garage sales.
Do you know what the Hyper Hype Girl,
like, the Hyper Hype
Girl, this is what the Hyper Hype Girl said to me with a straight face. She said, the worst feeling was when you would see someone walking away with your stuff that you would have bought. I'm like, and she was like angry. She was like reliving it, hey? And I'm like, huh?
I would have bought that lamp.
I would have bought that lamp. Exactly. She said, there's no time for pee breaks. Right? She said, always if they have food, that's good because then it shuts your kids up.
No, that's
right?
See, yeah.
And she said that back in the day when you advertised, you would scour the ads starting on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And you always wanted to go to the first. If it started on a Thursday, you wanted to go to the, you wanted to go on the Thursday. You didn't want to go on the Friday because that's just junk left. I'm like,
As opposed to
like all the gems that you're getting on the Thursday. Yeah. Isn't that so crazy? And then she said that one of her daughters, I think it was Alexa, used to, I guess when she would come home and she would like they'd unpack the stuff and then they'd go back out and get more stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like a hoarder, probably kind of sounds like it. And she said that her youngest daughter, her daughter Alexa, when she was little would say, mummy's junk. And I'm like, yeah, when your kid is saying mummy's junk,
it's not a good sign.
Not a good sign, Michelle. It's not a good sign.
God.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
We would be horrible at garage sales.
You and I? Because we'd be critiquing.
We would be. Be like, yes.
Yeah, but okay.
We would be the people that stood in judgment of all the things.
All things. All things. You put it in your front yard, you deserve to have some judging. Right? You deserve some judging. It's like, okay, but here's the thing. It's like when with my boss, and she likes to go to the Value Village.
No.
But that's like the world's
slippery slope.
That's like a garage sale just with a roof. Right? Inside a store. Because... But what was interesting when I went one time with her, I didn't get it. I tried to. I'm like, ah, yeah. But I didn't completely get it. But what was interesting is it was like a walk down memory lane. Cause I'm like, oh my God, it's Nana's sugar bowl pattern. Nana had this dish pattern. Green Corel.
Yeah.
Right?
It is a walk down memory lane.
Cause it matched her green, her avocado green, or her harvest green, or harvest gold, or whatever. Right? So it is.
Oh,
it's like it's like a walk down. And again, it's just a store of other people's shit. Like, I don't get
That's
it.
That's true. You know what's really funny is that my boss, Steph, she said to me, she's like, yeah, and you know, the other day I was going to Value Village, and she goes, and then I decided not to because I couldn't get into the parking lot because it was Seniors Day. And she had her clicker on and she was going to turn into an empty parking spot. And this old man zoomed in and caught. She's like, and I'm out.
What's so amazing with the Value Village is that I've asked people who I would think would be like, no. And they're like, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Samantha, did you go to Valley Village? Ask me.
Occasionally.
Ask me.
No.
Unless I'm in Regina with my boss. That's the only time.
Because you know what? People go, oh yeah, I got this purse. It's Michael Kors and all these little nuggets of good stuff. Yeah. And I, like, every once in a while I'll be like, okay, let's go check it out. I'm like, I find nothing. There's shit there.
Nana sugar jar. Banana sugar jars and some lame ass Christmas ornaments that should be packed up by now.
Yes.
They're always still on the shelf.
They're always still there. Yeah,
exactly. So weird. So, so weird.
Okay. So these are the things. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I felt we needed to maybe educate our listener.
Really?
Because I feel like we're going to help you out.
You're going to get schooled.
No, I'm not. No, okay. I'm not schooling. This is just practical.
Okay.
This is very practical.
All right.
In case you are people who do yard sales.
In case.
Things you should never buy at a garage sale.
Okay.
Or a yard sale.
Okay.
Or any kind of thing.
All right.
Wetsuits and swimsuits.
Ah.
Ew.
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 Ew. Ew. Mattresses.
Ew.
Because they're going to have bed
bugs. They're going to have bed bugs in there.
And gross stuff.
Right?
Apparently tech. Or even appliances.
Okay.
They think it's a bad idea because they could be broken. And why are you buying broken?
Why are you not expecting to buy broken? That's my thing. I mean, like, it's a broken thing. Sell it. Right?
Okay, and they also think shoes is a bad idea.
Ew.
Fungus.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You've sold shoes.
I have.
That's gross.
Yeah. Sheets and pillowcases. And again, bed bugs. Bed bugs. Gross. Gross. Ew.
And how do you know where they've been? And who's been?
Yeah. Upholstered furniture. Never thought of this? Bed bugs, fleas, spiders, weird odors, and so stains disgusting. That you probably should not touch or try to identify.
Like, let's be honest, right? It's bad enough we sleep in a hotel, right? If we give that much thought, we're putting the Travelodge out of business if we give that much thought, right? We just go, we just sleep in the hotel, and we just think,
just
happy little thoughts, yes. Happy little
this
thoughts.
This is not gross. This is right? not gross.
I got this. I can do this. I can sleep where everybody else has slept, right?
Okay, and apparently, people sell fragrances and makeup at a yard sale or garage sale. Yeah, that's just disgusting.
That's gross.
Don't. Stuffed animals. Creepy crawlies and other yucky things on stuffed animals.
Do you know that when my mother-in-law, Hilda, does a garage sale for the church, people give stuffed animals, she washes them and she sews them. They go in through the washing machine and she sews them all up perfectly.
I wouldn't trust it.
Don't buy anything. I don't want to buy other people's shit, Samantha.
Okay. Last thing.
Okay.
Hats.
Ew.
No, seriously, this is disgusting. They can contain remnants of hair products, sweat, or skin infections.
That's disgusting.
That is so gross.
Or lice, right? There could be lice.
Yeah.
Eggs in the hat.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
That's why thou shalt not buy other people's shit. Right?
Well, and then I read something and it says a yard sale can be traumatic because even your best stuff looks like tacky shit
in bright lights. Exactly. Right?
I thought that was funny.
That's so true, though.
It is true.
Okay, well, I have a couple things.
Okay,
there are 5 stereotypical people at the garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? First off, there's the, I'll be back in a bit. Got to tell my friend about this one. They hate your stuff so much that they make up a fake friend so they can leave your driveway. Right?
There you go.
Then there's the old ladies. They have their little zipper wallets filled with dimes and nickels, maybe a quarter if you're lucky. And they natter at you till they get the price they want.
They want to pay 15 cents
right?
for it.
Because, right? Purple hair lady? That's just shut up and take it. Take it and go. Right? Then, right? Right? Because you don't want to argue with them.
No.
And they're old, right? Because then you look bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's the guy who watches too much Storage Wars or the Pawn Shop or the Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Right? So he's already got his backup before you can even tell him the price.
Yeah.
Right?
He's already like, nope, not going to buy that.
He's probably wearing the fanny pack. Right? He's probably wearing the fanny pack.
Back.
Right? Then there's,
oh my God.
Then there's the lurker. And that person is scooping out the deals and barters by saying things like, oh, I'll just take 5 of these if you just knock off a little bit of money. I'll take 5 off your hands. Right?
Or the miser.
Or the miser. Same guy, right? They're the same person. That's the Mr. and Mrs. Right? And then the last guy, he's the last guy. He's the one who drives up when you're shutting it all down and offers to take it off your hands for a small price. Right? Take it to the dump for you for $5. Right? Because that's where it's headed. That's where it should have always gone.
Yeah. Or he's going to figure out a way to make more money than you would.
Yeah.
Because there are those people.
There are those people, too.
Oh, my God.
You know.
That's so gross.
It's just nasty.
Okay. But, oh, you have more?
Oh, you go ahead.
Well, okay. There are famous sales.
Yes.
Which I was surprised. I think I had heard about the one, but I was kind of like, oh, I didn't realize there was more. In Saskatoon, we have two.
Yes.
Montgomery,
yeah.
Which is where my brother and his wife live yeah. with their children. Big sale every May.
Yes.
One day, the whole community
sells their shit.
Sells their shit.
Before the Laura's dumpster backs up.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
Now, Holiday Park, which is your hood.
Yeah.
They've done it too.
Samantha, last Saturday, I walked out of my apartment to get onto my bus, and it was neon signs. I'm like, oh, it's here. It's here. And there was neon signs here, and then there was like here and here, and then I'm like, oh, God, Lord, give me strength. Yes.
But apparently, the most famous sale, because it's the world's longest yard sale, mm-hmm. is on Highway 127. It's called the Corridor Sale.
Really?
Yeah. And it's 630 miles long. Which is 1,000 kilometers long.
Okay, back up. That's not a yard sale. That's just people throwing their shit out the window as they drive. That's just waste.
No, it's not.
That's just loitering. That's litter.
But apparently it spans like 5 U.S. states. That's crazy.
Why?
I don't know. Huh. I have no idea why people do this. You're looking at me as if I have an answer.
Right? I want to get some shit from Boston, and then I want to go to New Hampshire and get some shit, and then I want to go to Maine, and then I want to end up in Maine and get some shit. Right? I don't even know if those are all states, or they're probably not, right? I probably just showed a lot of ignorance right there.
I think you did.
I did, and I apologize, but you get the gist of where I'm going, friends of the podcast.
It's like going from BC to Alberta.
Right, yeah, and then I'm going to stop in Saskatoon and get over to Saskatchewan and see what shit Sheila's selling there. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my yeah. God. Okay, and then the next one I found was the U.S. Route 11. Uh-huh. It's the second Saturday in August, and it's 50 miles long.
That's crazy.
I know. And apparently, Australia is into it, too. Bondi Beach. Huh. It's called the Garage Sale Trail. And it was 126 garage sales at the same time. And it was designed to reduce the amount of goods dumped. So it was apparently for going green.
Really?
So, Lisa, your dislike of all things yard sale is really helping the environment. So you should just get on that.
I'm not going to.
You should.
I'm not going. I'm okay with just give it to, just take, avoid the step, take it to the Salvation Army and donate it. Right? Stop making 25 cents off of shit. I'm just saying.
Well, Mom's having another one.
I know she is. I know. And that was my issue the last time, right? I'm like, I think your mom undercuts. I think she undercut.
Sheila is a hardcore yard seller. And I will say this. We have had, in our family, yard sales at other people's houses in the family.
You guys have.
And by far, everyone in the family, I'm pretty sure, they can back me up on this, feels that Mom's house is the best place to have a yard sale. Because we all make more money at Mom's house.
We all rake in the dough. That's where the honeypot is.
But
right?
Last year, Mom did all the work herself. She was hardcore. I said, keep it. I don't want the money. You keep it because you did all the work.
You get paid $5 an hour, Sheila.
She hauled it out for 2 days.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
This is my final thing on yard sales, Samantha.
Your final thought, Lisa?
My final thought, Samantha, on the yard sales, right? Is I just think, this is what I think people are thinking. These are things that I'm getting rid of things that have already fallen below my standards.
Mm-hmm.
So why not save me a trip to the dump and I can just get a few bucks for them? That's what you're thinking. And I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Because people would rather earn a little money from the things they're giving away.
Look at the treasures.
Not wanting anymore. Mm. But the problem is that what you thought was great is really showing your bad choices.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's doing.
Bad choices. Right?
Dear junk, you've had your time. It's time to say goodbye and hello to new junk. That's the mentality of the yard sale, right? Dear junk, here's my junk, you've had your time. Then I'm going to go to the next, hello new junk, right? That's all I got to say on that.
I cannot tell you the joy my mother gets from garage sale to garage sale.
I've seen it and I've heard it. I've watched it.
She went to the Montgomery one.
I know she did.
And she bought stuff.
Right? And then I heard the Hyper Hype girl go through it and I'm like, wow.
Yeah. It's funny.
It is funny.
Okay.
They enjoy it.
But do you have an I Shake My Head this?
I do.
This fine day.
I do. It's a new one.
Okay.
It's a new one. And it's about the bus. I sent you a message about it. I sent a few people a message about it. And I was going to post it, and I'm like, oh, I might get in trouble. Okay, so I get on the bus, right? Normal. Only one other guy on the bus. So I'm on the bus, and I'm like probably just like on Twitter or just like reading the mail or something. And like maybe 15, 20 seconds, or a minute, let's say a minute into the bus. I look up and I'm like, I didn't even realize the bus stopped. And there's a girl sitting. Okay, so I'm on the left side. She's on the right side, but towards the front.
Yes.
Just bareback.
Yes, you sent me that picture.
Right? Shirt or no shirt?
I was like, no shirt.
And there was enough bareback. There was enough bareback to think that there was no shirt.
It really right? looked that way.
It really did. And, I was, and she was a bigger girl like myself, right? And all I thought was, there's no way that there's a shirt. And she looked a little rough. Like, she had a tough night. She had had a rough night, you could tell. And I'm like, and I'm just like staring at her for like the 12 minute ride, right? I'm just staring at her back. Yeah. And I'm like, sure. And in my mind, I'm like, sure. Take a picture. Take a picture. Take a picture.
You're so bad.
I know. So bad, right? But I'm just thinking, shirt or no shirt. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm never going to know, right? Because my stop's coming up. But before my stop, she reaches up and she dings.
Oh.
It's her stop. I'm like a mad woman scurrying through my purse to find the camera because the answer's going to be revealed. She gets up, turns around. I take a picture. Shirt. So really, it should have been bra or no bra. Definitely no bra.
Definitely no bra. There was no bra happening there.
Wow.
Girls were hanging low.
Yeah. And it was cold this morning. And raining. And she's barely in a shirt. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Wow. That was a tough, but it was fun. I had a lot of fun with that. And then I had a lot of fun sharing it.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
I shared it with my kid sister. Shirt or no shirt. Krista, just nasty. No. No, play the game.
No,
shirt or no shirt.
You have to play.
You got to play, right? And then I'm like, and then when you said no shirt, I'm like, nope, new picture, shirt, right? That was my shake my head with shirt or no shirt.
Well, it gave me a little bit of joy today, so I was pretty happy about that.
I know,
that.
Right? It's kind of funny.
Okay, so I have an I shake my head from my boss, Steph.
Okay.
She told me her story, and I was like, I'm sharing that with the world.
Absolutely.
So, Steph went to Winners this week.
Yep.
She went after work.
Do they have Winners in the States?
They might.
Okay.
Well, it's like a Marshalls.
It's like a Marshalls.
It's like a Marshalls. Yeah. So she went to Winners, went there looking for like some dresses or whatever she could find. So she goes to the fitting room. She goes into the fitting room, tries them on. Nothing's really working. Yep. She comes out, hands the dresses or whatever to the lady. And the lady goes, oh, they didn't work? No, they just didn't work. Sorry.
Yeah.
They didn't fit. She's like, oh, really? Well, how come? She's like, Steph's like, well, they just didn't work. They were too small.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a suggestion for you. And Steph's like, okay. Don't eat cake.
No way. Shut the front door.
I am not even, she was like stunned.
How dare you say don't eat cake?
Oh my God. And Steph was like, she goes, if only I had said something. She goes, but of course I'm leaving. Like, yeah. I'm stunned. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And then she walked away and she was like, yeah, later. I'm like thinking of all these things I could have said to her.
Wow.
But I'm like, who? And all I thought was, who does this lady think she is?
Yeah, who does that?
To say to somebody, yeah, don't eat cake.
Don't eat cake.
And things will fit.
First off, don't eat cake is horrible to say on principle alone, right? Let alone you're now implying don't eat cake because apparently you ate too much cake.
Yes.
That's bad.
I think she was insinuating that she apparently eats too much and that's why the clothes didn't fit. It's like, you don't know, woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Why these clothes didn't fit.
Mind your own business.
They could have been ill-fitting.
Yeah,
that's Winners. What Winners is. Yeah. It's like a better version than the Value Village.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just like,
that's
I
crazy.
Was horrified
I feel
for
bad
her.
For her.
Well, and I'm just like,
you know what,
stop
Steph,
it.
Eat the cake.
Eat the cake.
Eat the cake.
And the next time you see that lady, if you're at
tell
Winners,
her to shut her mouth.
You just
yeah.
give it to her.
Yeah, exactly.
So my I shake my head had to do with the dollar store you dragged me to yesterday.
That was good fun.
Yes.
Oh, the things you find.
I took pictures of them because I'm like, what is this doing here?
I know.
I took a picture of an ovulation test and a pregnancy test, which, by the way, was at the counter.
Side by side.
No, ovulation test was in the rat, like in
that's right.
Shelving unit.
Yes.
And this was as you went to the cash.
That's right.
The pregnancy test was by, like, Tylenol.
Diarrhea medication.
And I'm like, because I was so shocked to find the ovulation test, because I was so shocked I took a picture.
I was so shocked I said to you, what is that? That's how not into ever having kids I was.
Okay, but okay, so we thought it was funny and I was making fun of it. But then I thought of it a little bit more last night before I went to bed. And I was like, they're making a political statement.
The dollar store.
You want to know why?
Why?
You want to know my theory?
I want to know your theory. I want to know it.
I saw ovulation tests.
Yes.
I saw pregnancy tests. I did not see condoms.
Right?
And I'm exactly. like, this is a political statement of we are pro-life.
Only.
Only.
Not choice.
Not choice.
Not choice.
And I thought, dollar store, you do not speak for me.
You do not
speak for me. You do not speak for me.
Where's my condoms? Where's my condoms?
So, and then all I thought was, one, who goes to the dollar store for an ovulation test?
But it's only $2.
And things wouldn't work.
I bought Tylenol from there because they were $2. I'm like, I'll take two.
And then the pregnancy test was as cheap.
Yeah.
Was it not?
Yeah.
And then I thought, do you really think either one is working really well for $2?
Like, are these the rejects that, like, in the quality control line of the of these factories that not that one, not that one, already has a pink, already has the pink line, not that one.
Right? The dollar store is not where you buy high-end products.
It's not.
Right?
No.
So the chances are these two things actually working properly
are none.
Zero.
None.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was also kind of pissed because you don't give me options of condoms.
Yeah.
Why aren't you selling condoms?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're okay with people making sure they can get pregnant and then you want them to be pregnant.
Yeah.
But and you they get to test for it.
Yeah, definitely. Weird dollar store stand.
I'm not happy.
No.
Stop with your political statements.
Stop it, right?
We don't need it.
We don't need that in the dollar store.
Just sell me cheap, sugary food.
I want to go in with no thought of mind because you're only costing me $2.50 at the most.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I wasn't happy.
I don't know.
So that was my eye shake.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all, Samantha.
All right, so our next week's topic, summer sports.
I can't even say it with a straight face.
Summer sports. Which ones will we partake in this year?
Wow. Hey, look. And if we commit to it, we're going to do it.
Oh, God.
Right? Because that'll be part of the adventure.
Nope.
Okay, I have a shout-out. I want to do a shout-out to our friend Perry Johnson. We mentioned him last week.
Yes, we did.
Right? Perry is a podcaster from the Hello Life WTF and Pod Stuff podcast. He's just been diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer. And you know what, Perry? We want to say stay strong and remember Canada's sending you some positive vibes.
Yep.
And if you people, right, he's in the States and he's got a family and he's just got horrible news. If you have any spare change, if you can help them out, go to www.gofundme.com/hello-cancer-WTF. It's for a great cause.
It is a good cause.
Right? And I also want to give a shout out to the live stream for The Cure. That's this weekend, Samantha.
It is on Saturday.
Be on your game. Right? So it runs from Friday the 18th to the 20th, and it's www.livestreamforthecure.com. You can go there. You can listen to the different podcasters and different time blocks.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons going on. You can donate. Again, it's for cancer.
Yep.
It affects everybody.
Yep.
So some way, find a way to donate a little bit because it really does interact with everybody's life.
And when are we on?
We are on Saturday, 6:30 to 7 Eastern Standard Time.
Cool.
Yeah. That's 4:30 our time.
I know, Lisa.
Just so we know.
Thank you.
Right? Okay. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. So we have merch to give you. Well, we're not going to give it to you. You got to buy it.
We're not there yet. One day, if we can, we will. But we can't yet. Yeah.
We have merch.com. We have t-shirts, hats, mugs, and travel mugs where you can get our mug on it.
And you can take us with you.
Yeah.
Just like the Hyper Hype Girls doing.
This is true.
Right?
Also, we would like to wish a very happy birthday to one of our listeners, Sweet Pea.
Happy birthday, Sweet Pea.
She is having a great time in the UK.
She's from the UK.
Yeah.
She's posting lots of pics, too.
She's from the Yorkshire, I believe.
I don't know. I don't know that.
Section of the world.
I just know that she's from the UK. Right?
Okay. You can find us on Podbean, iTunes, and any app that hosts podcasts. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you'd like to, we do have a Patreon. So you can go to Podbean, which is patreon.podbean.com/ismhead. And you can contribute to the podcast.
And you can help support us. Because you know what? We just want to keep giving you the best that we can give.
Yeah.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Mm.